Hey science fans, it's Mrs. Corbett here and I'm going to teach my husband some GCSE science.
I am the husband.
Hello, husband.
Hello, Mrs. C. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm good. Welcome to Take 5.
Yep, good. I'm loving this intro. My favourite one so far.
Do you know what? I strongly agree. Yeah. We've had some problems, haven't we?
We have. The microphones, the leads, it's all gone wrong. But well done to Year 11. They're finished. We can now move on to Paper 2s.
Congratulations, Year 11. Well done for just getting through it.
And welcome new Year 11s who have joined us in the desperation before your mock exams.
We are speaking to you from the past. It doesn't get any better. No, hang on.
No, it does get better.
Does it?
Yeah, because soon you'll be finished. The Year 11s have just finished. You'll be finished soon. And they didn't get Paper 2 content.
They didn't, did they?
No, they didn't.
Because of the audio problems that we had.
No, we just didn't finish in time because I only started it out of an absolute...
technical difficulties.
Out of panic. Yes, technical difficulties.
The thing is, people are going to be listening to this podcast in like a decade's time going, what are you talking about? We've got Paper 2. Everything's great.
Yeah, sure. If they're still doing it in a decade's time, worrying. Anyway, they changed the spec. Don't look at me like that.
All right.
So you've got a lot of content to come.
Yay.
So... physics paper one, you sat it the same day as the kids sat their physics paper one.
Yep, we felt it together. We were spiritually together, weren't we, guys?
How did you feel it went?
Horrible. Hated it. Every moment of it.
Did you?
Yep.
Oh, anything in particular?
I'm not a big fan of exams, not going to lie to you.
No, they make you really cross.
They are quite stressful.
It's like living with you when you haven't had breakfast.
Just perpetually hungry.
Yeah. So, result?
Yeah, all right, go on then, if I must, if
so
I have to.
Got grade sevens for the other two.
It's kind of the point of the podcast, I guess.
Yeah. You got grade sevens for the other two.
Yeah.
Biology and chemistry paper ones. For this one, you got, drumroll please. You got a grade seven again.
Seriously?
Except this time you got a higher grade seven on the other ones. You were 2 marks off of a grade eight.
So I did best at physics out of all of them.
Yeah, this quite often happens. People are like, oh, I like biology, but they don't actually, they don't answer the questions as well.
It's the workings, isn't it? As long as you ramble on in the workings section for all the maths bits, then...
Yeah, they do this thing called error carried forward. So you made a few mistakes like not converting your units, but you still get error carried forward. So you drop 1 mark, but on a 5 mark question, you still got 4. So jobs are good.
Awesome.
Your weakest part, actually, you're strong in maths, very strong in maths. Your weakest part was...
physics.
The bit where you had to explain it, yeah, it was. And you got your directly proportional question right, and you got you got a lot of them. Some of the application, your AO2 skills weren't as strong, but generally quite good.
Well done to me and my innate ability to just know the workings of the universe.
Well, whilst I am proud of you, I believe it was actually this podcast that prepared you for it, not the innate workings of the universe. You narcissist.
Are you saying revision works?
Weirdly, yes. And on that note, are you ready for some brand shiny new revision, husband?
I cannot wait. Revision is my favourite thing to do.
Lies. Right, we are on to biology paper 2. Uh-huh. You like biology, we're on paper 2. We are on to the topic of... homeostasis and response.
Okay, there's some words that I know.
You know those words? Go on, talk to me about homeostasis.
Homeostasis is like keeping everything the same. It is the maintaining a constant environment within the body. Unless I'm wrong.
No, you're not wrong. I just did a little sick in my mouth. That was actually really good. Excellent work. So homeostasis, yeah, maintaining a constant internal environment, regulating the internal conditions. Why might we need to regulate the internal conditions?
Because otherwise we die.
We do. Die. That's because the cells in our body can only work within a really narrow, like, physical and chemical unit, and we're always responding to the world around us. What is it that we have in our body, biological molecules that can only work within certain limits?
Enzymes.
Very good.
Denature.
They're good. If they get too hot or they're the wrong pH, they denature. What does that mean? What happens to them if they denature?
The puzzle piece doesn't fit anymore.
Good. The
they
active
get squiggly.
Yeah. See what I mean about your vocabulary? Yeah. The active site becomes deformed and so therefore the substrate can't lock into it as per the lock and key hypothesis. Fantastic.
Squiggly. That's what I said.
Oh, God. so... Homeostasis maintains optimal conditions for enzyme actions and all cell functions. In the body, in the specification, you have to know three things that we have to control. Mm-hmm. If you do triple, you have to know a few more in more detail. But for just combined for now, can you give me the three things that we need to maintain at a semi-constant state in our bodies?
Well, temperature is a big one, isn't it?
Yeah, body temperature, absolutely. Thermoregulation, yep.
I wouldn't have got this had you not clued me up on enzymes, but pH?
Yeah, I mean, your body does these like acid-base equilibrium reactions on a constant basis. So that's not one of the three, but yes, you do have to maintain pH.
Oh, okay. Water's got to be one.
Yep, osmoregulation. So water content in the body, if you've not got enough, obviously dehydration, we don't have enough. We can't function without water. One more.
Temperature, water.
Ooh, diabetics are terrible at this.
Oh, sugar.
Yeah, not on purpose, might I add.
Glucose.
Yeah, glucose. So really, really important that you
not
use the word.
You're not victim blaming diabetics.
I don't want to like diabetes shame anyone because, oh, it's such a faff, the poor loves. So blood glucose concentration.
Yep.
They're the words, blood glucose concentration. So controlling these systems, controlling these three things requires the involvement of two systems in the body because we've got nervous responses and chemical responses.
Okay.
Okay, so which two systems do you think those are?
What? What's the question?
So we have to respond to, we have control systems in the body to respond to the changes in our blood glucose concentration, body temperature, and they involve responses, nervous responses and chemical responses. So which two systems in the body are involved in those?
Okay, sorry, I thought you asked me like which was nervous and which was chemical, but they're all both.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
Well, the nervous system is the nervous system.
Absolutely. So so the central nervous system. Okay, so the central nervous system involves, well, what does the central nervous system involve?
The brain.
And good.
The nerves.
Good.
And the nerve endings.
Good.
And
so they're called receptors, yeah, nerve endings,
sure.
Like because they receive information from stimuli. Where does it go? Brain to nerves. What connects those two things?
Nerves.
Brain to nerves.
Synaptic fluid.
It's down your back.
Sorry?
It's down your back.
Oh, spine.
Your spine, yeah. I like these synapses. Very good. Yeah.
That's more new metal than science. Every new metal song has a reference to synapse in some way.
Does it? And what about your chemical response?
Is that like hormones?
It is, yeah. So it's the endocrine system.
Uh-huh.
So
sounds like something from Star Wars.
Yeah, it does. So all control systems include cells called receptors.
Mm.
So they detect stimuli. So in your face, can you think of where you might have receptor cells?
Eyes.
That detect stimuli. Yeah, eyes. What's the stimulus for your eyes?
Light.
Light, lovely. Where else?
I'm seeing a pattern here. Ears.
Good. And what stimulates the ears? What's the stimulus?
Sound.
Sound. Good. Nose?
Yes, in the nose as well.
What would they just say?
Smell.
Yeah, smell. But what gives off smells?
Everything gives off smells.
Yeah, but what are they that gives off smells?
Humours.
Shout out to GCSE history.
What gives off smells? Like food.
Yeah, like olfactory chemicals is what they are. They're chemicals.
Okay.
So like the smell of a rose has like 18 chemicals. The smell of chocolate, 45. So it's really difficult to describe what chocolate smells and tastes like.
Oh, interesting.
Which moves me onto your tongue. Chemical receptors in your tongue.
Taste buds.
Good. And your skin?
Feeling.
Yeah, so you've got like receptor cells in there as well. There's always a coordination center. So a coordination center, as we said, is the
brain
and the
spine.
But in the endocrine system, the control center might be like the pancreas. So a gland of some kind.
Okay.
Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And then we get in these centers, we have what are called effectors. So they would be the thing that deals with the response. So, for example, if I put my hand on an oven, the stimulus would be the heat, the receptors would be in my fingers, and the control center would be move your hand, idiot, and the effector would be the muscle that moved my hand out of the way, right?
Yeah.
And then there might be like, brain sees edge of cliff, and it stimulates a gland. The gland would be the effector to release adrenaline, which makes your heart rate go up, etc. So that's your response. So anything that causes the response to happen is called an effector organ.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense.
Lovely. Well, that's where we're going to leave it for today. And next time we are going to move on to more about the human nervous system.
How exciting. I can't wait.
He sounds and looks not excited whatsoever. Anyway, bye.
Bye.